HMRC Making Tax Digital 2026 is no longer a future project. It's a high-speed reality. As of today, April 12, 2026, HM Revenue and Customs, HMRC, has reported a record-breaking start to its latest digital mandate. Over 400,000 sole traders with income exceeding £50,000 successfully enrolled in the Making Tax Digital, MTD, system during its very first week, marking the fastest adoption rate for any digital tax transition in UK history. The shoebox of receipts is officially an endangered species as the UK's self-employed workforce leans into real-time quarterly reporting. A digital sprint, the £50,000 threshold, the massive surge in enrollment for HMRC Making Tax Digital 2026 reflects a significant shift in taxpayer behaviour. This phase specifically targets sole traders and landlords who earn more than £50,000 annually. By moving to digital records and quarterly updates, HMRC aims to reduce the tax gap caused by avoidable errors in manual bookkeeping. Key statistics from week 1. Enrollment, 400,000 plus successful digital signups. Adoption speed, 25% higher than the initial VAT MTD rollout in 2019. System stability. HMRC reported 99.9% uptime for the MTD for ITSA, Income Tax Self-Assessment, API during the peak Monday to Friday window. Guidance update for landlords. While sole traders are leading the charge, landlords are the next focal point of the HMRC Making Tax Digital 2026 rollout. Today, HMRC updated its official weekend guidance to assist property owners in linking their digital property management records directly to the new quarterly reporting interface. HMRC compliance note: landlords must ensure their software is MTD compatible. The new guidance clarifies that digital records must be maintained for all property income and expenses, with a digital link required between the records and the submission to HMRC. Manual cut and paste is no longer compliant. For many, the transition represents a move away from once a year, January stress, toward a more manageable, steady rhythm of tax administration. However, the pressure is now on those still using legacy spreadsheets to modernize before the first quarterly deadline.